case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Travis. Mars in Punarvasu, second house, Lord of 6th and 11th, Travis. Travis's Mars in Punarvasu in the second house fuses logical drive with emotional recovery and a regenerative approach to speech, values, and family identity. As the Lord of the 6th and 11th houses, Mars governs his sense of duty, competition, health battles, 6th, and ambition for gains and networks, 11th. Its placement in the second house makes his speech cutting but emotionally flavored, and his value system is shaped by resilience and restoration. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, symbolizes the return to balance after chaos, the bow and quiver that readies itself again after each loss. Mars here suggests that Travis's logic and drive are centered around rebuilding. Whether it's family dynamics, lost self-worth, or finances, he may speak with conviction, but also with a depth earned through past disruptions. His voice can be a tool of emotional logic, assertive yet restoring. As sixth lord, Mars gives him the courage to face challenges, especially those linked to financial pressure, health concerns, or disputes rooted in values. As 11th lord, it lends ambition, especially in team dynamics, where he might use logic and directness to rally collective energy or confront inefficiencies in group efforts. Logical highs arise when he restores order, whether through mediation, problem solving, or protecting his values with clarity. Lows come when his drive turns reactive, or when he struggles to reconcile emotional loyalty with strategic ambition. Lifestyle tendencies may include rebuilding family roles, working in advocacy, nutrition, or health reform, and seeking friendships that are goal-driven but emotionally nourishing. Ultimately, Mars in Punarvasu blesses Travis with a resilient, emotionally intelligent logic, empowering him to transmute broken systems into restored structures and to find fulfillment through courageous speech, rational healing, and value-based protection of what matters most. Jupiter in Hasta, 4th house, Lord of 7th and 10th. Travis's Jupiter in Hasta in the 4th house gives him a nurturing, hands-on approach to wisdom, learning, and emotional security. As the Lord of the 7th and 10th houses, Jupiter governs both his partnerships and career, making its placement in the house of home, roots, and inner peace especially significant. Hasta, ruled by the moon, is known for its skilled, precise, and service-oriented energy. Jupiter here blesses him with the ability to channel wisdom through practical skill and emotional intelligence. This placement brings a deep desire to create emotional and intellectual sanctuaries, homes, classrooms, workplaces that feel safe, constructive, and morally grounded. He may be drawn to roles where teaching, counseling, or guiding others occurs in intimate or domestic spaces. Jupiter in Hasta enables Travis to bring clarity, humor, and healing into environments often weighed down by emotional complexity. As 7th Lord, it points to partnerships rooted in emotional compatibility and shared ethical ideals. He is likely to be drawn to nurturing, skilled partners who understand the emotional work that goes into building a life together. As 10th Lord, his career is strongly influenced by his inner values and emotional tone. He cannot fake passion, and professional success must resonate with both wisdom and emotional truth. Highs arise when his learning becomes healing, when he uses his knowledge to uplift, teach, or restore order in emotionally charged environments. Lows occur when over-responsibility, emotional burdens from family, or overly idealized expectations in career or marriage create internal conflict. Lifestyle tendencies may include working from home, involvement in education, healing arts, emotional counseling, or careers where both intellect and emotional sensitivity are needed. His personal sense of success comes not from accolades alone, but from having created something stable, safe, and wise. Ultimately, Jupiter in Hasta blesses Travis with a wise, nurturing, and emotionally intelligent spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional responsibility into sacred service and to find fulfillment by grounding learning and healing and career and care. Moon in Chitra, 4th house, Lord of 2nd. Travis's moon in Chitra in the 4th house creates a complex emotional landscape shaped by a blend of inner craftsmanship and outward charisma. As the Lord of the 2nd house, the moon governs his speech, values, and early emotional conditioning, making this placement key to understanding both his emotional body and his value system. Chitra, ruled by Mars, is symbolized by the shining jewel, focused on beauty, brilliance, and the creative spark born of precision and inner tension. The moon here produces an emotional identity that seeks beauty, not just in aesthetics, but in emotional clarity, structure, and precision. In the fourth house, emotions are strongly tied to home, mother, and psychological foundations. Chitra intensifies this by adding a perfectionist lens to his emotional world. He may crave emotional control, harmony, and admiration, but experience inner turmoil when things feel disordered or emotionally undefined. As Lord of the second house, this moon lends emotional depth to his speech. His words are not random. They carry emotional texture and aesthetic refinement. Emotional highs come when he's able to create or restore emotional beauty in his inner or domestic world, while emotional lows emerge when he feels emotionally criticized, unseen, or disconnected from a harmonious environment. He may express his emotions through acts of emotional design, redecorating his space, refining his habits, or tending to his inner world with the eye of a perfectionist artist. Emotional reactions can be sharp or dramatic when security is threatened, but they're often disguised beneath a polished emotional surface. Lifestyle tendencies include a love for beautifully arranged homes, emotional renewal through design or creativity, emotionally driven storytelling, or the use of structured rituals for inner stability. His emotional fulfillment lies in crafting beauty that reflects both his depth and vulnerability. Ultimately, Moon and Chitra blesses Travis with an emotionally artistic, refined, and perceptively intense spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional conflict into emotional elegance and to find fulfillment by sculpting emotional depth into emotional brilliance. Mercury in Anuradha's sixth house, Lord of First and Fourth, Travis. Travis's Mercury in Anuradha in the sixth house brings a refined, analytical intellect driven by loyalty, structure, and a deep emotional undercurrent. As the Lord of the First and Fourth houses, Mercury governs his self-identity, communication style, and inner emotional stability, making its placement in the house of service, health, and daily problem-solving highly significant. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, is a nakshatra of devotion, discipline, and emotional intensity, lending Mercury here a serious, sometimes emotionally burdensome intellectual tone. Mercury in Anuradha indicates a mind that is loyal, dutiful, and wired for emotional precision. Travis processes information not just rationally, but relationally. He tunes into emotional dynamics, power structures, and the unspoken tension in his daily work or routines. There's often a quiet resilience in how he thinks, speaks, and solves problems, a kind of steady devotion to logic that's infused with care. As First Lord, Mercury defines how he thinks of himself: rational, responsive, observant, but also emotionally calculating. As Fourth Lord, it ties his inner peace and emotional grounding to his ability to analyze, serve, and manage daily life effectively. He feels mentally balanced when his environment is ordered and emotionally safe, and destabilized when routines are chaotic or communication lacks trust. His intellect shines in emotionally demanding environments where clarity, discretion, and thoughtful speech are essential. He may be drawn to careers in conflict resolution, psychology, or administration, roles that require steady focus and emotional nuance. Intellectual highs come when he uses words to bridge gaps and stabilize tension. Lows appear when he overanalyzes emotional undercurrents or becomes mentally overburdened by relational expectations in work settings. Lifestyle tendencies may include a focus on health and well-being, involvement in service roles, interest in therapeutic dialogues, or affinity for structured, emotionally informed writing and journaling. Ultimately, Mercury in Anuradha blesses Travis with a steady, emotionally resonant, and intellectually perceptive mind, empowering him to transmute emotional complexity into intelligent service and to find fulfillment by grounding intellect in loyalty, healing, and devotion to clarity. Rahu in Jyeshtha, sixth house, Lord of Ninth. Travis's Rahu in Jyeshtha in the sixth house imbues his intellect and work life with piercing insight, unconventional sharpness, and an insatiable drive to master power dynamics, hidden conflicts, and subtle forms of influence. As the functional lord of the ninth house, via dispositor Mercury, Rahu here shapes his higher beliefs, philosophy, and sense of purpose through his ability to face adversity, solve crises, and outmaneuver challenges in day-to-day life. Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, is symbolized by the earring, a symbol of seniority, authority, and inner mastery. Rahu in this nakshatra adds layers of cunning, depth, and ambition. Travis is not content with surface-level solutions. His mind intuitively senses the power behind people's actions and seeks to strategically maneuver through emotional and professional complexities. There is a natural magnetism and intellectual dominance he may wield in workplace settings or service-based roles. Rahu's placement in the sixth house intensifies his appetite for handling what others avoid. He thrives on solving difficult problems, confronting unfairness, or navigating workplace politics and health issues that require investigative thinking. As the ninth lord functionally, it redirects his belief systems through confrontation and service. He discovers wisdom not through retreat, but through action, conflict, and emotional maturity earned from struggle. Intellectual highs come when he outsmarts systemic obstacles, exposes unseen dynamics, or takes bold stands for justice or efficiency. Lows emerge when paranoia, obsessive control, or a fixation with winning undermines trust or destabilizes his peace. Lifestyle tendencies may include roles involving risk management, law, research, crisis work, or unconventional healing systems. He may be drawn to esoteric studies, underground philosophies, or methods that blend intellect with instinctual sharpness. Ultimately, Rahu in Jyeshtha blesses Travis with a commanding, psychologically astute, and fiercely intelligent drive, empowering him to transmute daily conflict into strategic wisdom and to find fulfillment by aligning personal power with purposeful service and mental mastery. Sun and Mula, 7th house, Lord of 3rd. Travis's Sun and Mula in the 7th house anchors his identity in partnerships, yet demands that those relationships undergo profound transformation, truth-telling, and karmic reckoning. As the Lord of the 3rd house, the Sun rules his communication style, courage, and daily decisions, linking these directly to how he navigates one-on-one connections and public-facing roles. Mula, ruled by Ketu, is symbolized by a tied bundle of roots and signifies deep uprooting, raw truth, and the stripping away of illusions. The sun here doesn't shine with easy warmth. It burns through falsity. Travis brings intensity and clarity into partnerships, often becoming the person who says what others avoid. He seeks honesty and depth in others, but may also provoke radical shifts through his presence alone. As Third Lord, the Sun makes his communication penetrating and willful. He may speak with moral certainty, aiming to uncover deeper truths or challenge surface-level connections. His words carry weight in partnerships, for better or worse. He is likely drawn to partners who challenge him intellectually and spiritually, or to relationships that feel fated, heavy, and transformative. His identity is deeply shaped by whom he commits to. He may feel called to teach, guide, or lead others through their own upheavals. But this requires constant self-reflection, as the Sun in Mula can also carry a karmic ego, prone to burn bridges when feeling unseen or betrayed. Highs come when he embraces his role as a truth bringer in relationships, empowering others to face their shadows. Lows occur when he resists vulnerability, uses truth as a weapon, or isolates himself through emotional intensity. Lifestyle tendencies may include involvement in spiritual or philosophical relationships, partnerships forged through mutual crisis, or leadership in areas requiring moral or transformative clarity. He is drawn to unions where ego meets soul and dissolves. Ultimately, the Sun in Mula blesses Travis with a fearless, truth-seeking, and transformational identity, empowering him to transmute relational intensity into soul-aligned connection and to find fulfillment by anchoring communication, courage, and companionship in spiritual authenticity. Saturn in Shravana, 8th house, Lord of 8th and 9th. Travis's Saturn in Shravana in the 8th house casts a long, disciplined shadow over transformation, secrets, and shared emotional depths. As Lord of both the 8th and 9th houses, Saturn here governs karmic inheritance, emotional resilience, and the structuring of his higher beliefs through difficulty and emotional austerity. Shravana, ruled by the moon, is the nakshatra of deep listening, silent wisdom, and truth-seeking through introspection, imbuing this Saturn with a patient, observant, and often emotionally burdened work ethic. In the 8th house, Saturn slows and deepens the process of change. Travis may face early life experiences that demand inner maturity, traumas, losses, or emotional shutdowns that over time sculpt him into a pillar of quiet strength. There is a heavy sense of responsibility for what is hidden: secrets, joint finances, psychological survival, or familial legacies. His transformation is not fast. It is built stone by stone through silence, study, and solitude. As Lord of the Ninth, Saturn links this emotional labor to his philosophy and moral worldview. He does not believe blindly. His faith is forged through suffering, skepticism, and a demand for proof in life's hardest moments. As Eighth Lord in its own house, this Saturn is karmically bound to guide others through transitions. He is the one who can hold emotional space when others fall apart, though he himself may struggle to ask for the same. Work-wise, this placement favors professions involving research, inheritance law, psychology, grief counseling, or deep structural reforms. He thrives in spaces where slow change is meaningful and where emotional weight is not feared but understood. Emotional and work-related highs come when he accepts his role as a steward of truth, transition, and discipline. Lows emerge when repression, over-control, or fear of vulnerability creates isolation or emotional rigidity. Lifestyle tendencies may include long-term solitude, deep study, secretive work, emotional restraint, and mastery over financial or psychological systems. He often walks a slow but sacred path of repair and restoration. Ultimately, Saturn in Shravana blesses Travis with a quietly enduring, emotionally grounded, and ethically disciplined work spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional heaviness into wise service and to find fulfillment by embracing his role as a guardian of transition, truth, and silent healing. Venus in Shravana, 8th house, Lord of 5th and 12th, Travis. Travis's Venus in Shravana in the 8th house blends refined aesthetic intelligence with emotional depth, karmic intimacy, and a longing for soulful transformation in love and creativity. As the Lord of the 5th and 12th houses, Venus governs romance, creativity, spiritual surrender, and the pleasures of both imagination and transcendence. Its placement in the 8th house, where secrecy, shared emotional depth, and hidden beauty reside, makes love, art, and pleasure feel more like spiritual revelations than casual indulgences. Shravana, ruled by the moon, enhances Venus's receptivity and desire to connect through listening, observing, and intuiting. In this lunar field, Venus becomes devotional, drawn to relationships and artistic expressions that are emotionally intelligent, quietly elegant, and steeped in meaning. But with the 8th house influence, love is not light. It is bound by karma, tested through vulnerability, and often tied to cycles of loss, healing, and resurrection. As 5th Lord, this Venus lends emotional complexity to romance and creativity. Travis may fall in love with intensity, devotion, and an instinct to heal. His creations, whether artistic, romantic, or intellectual, are channels for emotional transmission, shaped by silence, depth, and ancestral memory. As 12th Lord, this Venus inclines him toward private pleasures, dreamlike affections, and love that thrives behind closed doors or across spiritual dimensions. Aesthetic highs arise when he channels his emotional perception into music, design, healing touch, or soulful intimacy. Lows occur when he becomes emotionally dependent, overly secretive in love, or when unresolved grief cloaks his ability to enjoy beauty. Lifestyle tendencies may include attraction to spiritually complex partners, work in healing arts, silent devotion to beauty, and exploration of art, intimacy, or love within emotionally transformative spaces. He is drawn to emotional refinement that comes through surrender. Ultimately, Venus in Shravana blesses Travis with an emotionally perceptive, artistically refined, and spiritually sensitive aesthetic spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional depth into soulful beauty and to find fulfillment through devotion, intimacy, and the healing power of art and love. Ketu in Mrigashira, 12th house, Lord of 6th. Travis's Ketu in Mrigashira in the 12th house creates a subtle, searching, and spiritually curious detachment from routines, worldly service, and conflict-driven pursuits. As the functional Lord of the 6th house, via dispositor Mars, this placement brings a karmic release from conventional notions of struggle, work, and problem-solving, directing his focus toward inner exploration, spiritual refinement, and symbolic understanding of life cycles. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, is the nakshatra of the seeker, restless, gentle, and intellectually inquisitive. Ketu here infuses this search with detachment and intuition, leading Travis to drift away from overly structured service roles or day-to-day battles. Instead, he may find himself drawn to metaphysical paths, solitude, or work that involves behind-the-scenes healing or symbolic decoding. His intelligence operates in layers, always subtly probing into the invisible or psychological dimensions of existence. As the sixth lord, this K2 also unravels traditional approaches to work and routine. Travis may avoid confrontation or be minimally interested in competition, preferring environments where emotional nuance and symbolic language hold value. Health-wise, this placement suggests that somatic symptoms may be connected to unresolved spiritual or subconscious patterns. He heals best in silence, nature, or dreamlike solitude, rather than overt clinical routines. Spiritual highs come when he lets go of the need to fix others or be constantly productive, and instead allows intuitive insight to guide his healing or creative service. Lows emerge when he becomes disconnected, overly withdrawn, or when emotional confusion clouds his ability to navigate reality constructively. Lifestyle tendencies may include a reclusive or minimalist lifestyle, fascination with dream symbolism, interest in meditation or ancient healing systems, and work in fields that bridge logic and intuition, such as spiritual counseling, poetry, or subconscious healing. Ultimately, K2 and Rigashira blesses Travis with a mystical, emotionally abstract, and symbolically attuned spirit, empowering him to transmute everyday struggle into intuitive understanding and to find fulfillment through spiritual solitude, healing insight, and the poetic unraveling of hidden truths.